Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.
I retired my red lipstick cause you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes cause I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find what you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum.
I miss me more.
I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I put on my old records that I hid in the back of the closet, and I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you.
But I miss me more.
I miss my own beat to my own snare drum.
I miss me more.
I miss my own sheets in the bed I made.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to volume 26 of Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio. That was Kelsey Ballerini, Miss Me More. And this is part two of our summer, our summer festival special. So we're looking at upcoming festivals that are going to grace us, you know, in the UK, country-wise. In the studio, we have again Chloe Rose. She's back with us for a second show. How are you?
It's great to be back. I'm very well, thank you. Better for seeing you as well, Tessa.
Oh, and very you nice. As well. And my lovely mum again, Lily Jane, is back in the studio too.
Hello. Always lovely to be here. Always feel honoured. Thank you for having me.
Now, coming up on the show, we have Rob Goulston from the British country pop duo Holloway Road. He'll be with us to chat to us shortly. I'm speaking really fast, aren't I? I'm stumbling over my words today. And they will be performing at this year's Dixie Fields Festival, which is brand new to 2019 and being held in Essex. And then later on in the show, we'll actually have the organiser, we'll be speaking to the organiser of the Dixie Fields Festival, Georgie. So I think now we're going to have another tune to kickstart the show. And this one's a little bit different. You probably have heard it. It's very well known, but it's different. It's edgy.
We like it.
Yeah.
Just Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Oh, Chloe Rose and Lung, she's in the studio with us. That's brilliant. Oh. That's me panting. I'm like,
I know. The thing is, I don't know how on earth I managed that.
I honestly don't. You must have been out of breath after that.
I must have been. And it's very edgy, isn't it?
It's very edgy. I like it. A bit different for Sound and Country Vision, isn't
it?
But we've got to have it. We thought, why not?
It's absolutely great track. Really love that.
Thank you.
Now we've got another guest on the line. We've got Rob Gulston from British country pop duo Holloway Road. So hi, Rob.
Hi, yeah. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. And thanks for being, well, not with us, but on the line with us.
No, thanks for having us.
It's just you, isn't it? There's a duo. You are one half of Holloway Road.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, then. Now, Holloway Road, you've performed at numerous festivals, including the Big C2C, the Long Road Fest, and you've shared stages with The Shires, Lindsay L, and American Young. And I believe you were named British Country Music Association and UK Country Radio Duo of the Year. I think that was in 2016, if I've done my research correctly.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you've actually had, I read as well, which is quite impressive, over 500,000 combined streams for your singles Little Harder, If She Falls, and I think there was another one. So you're doing pretty well, Rob.
Yeah, it's going well. I think we can actually now say that we've nearly got a million since you probably sent that. But yeah, to be able to say, you know, something like that, we're obviously doing something right.
Definitely.
It's good. We're really enjoying ourselves.
Can I just ask you, I actually saw that Holloway Road is the name of a road in London. Are you named after that road, or is there any connection there?
We are. When we kind of first started out, you have to call it something, and we were really, really stuck with what we wanted to call it, something that worked for the style of music that we were doing in the UK. So we just ended up pulling up a tube map, and we covered our eyes and we pointed on the map, and that was what we landed on.
Oh, brilliant. That's really cool.
Yeah, it wasn't the first attempt, but...
No. That's quite a good way of naming a band, I think, and how different. I like that. That's really cool.
We couldn't think of anything, so that was just something that we tried, and we stuck with it. And, yeah, so that's where we are now.
So how did Holloway Road come about? Where did you meet? Just introduce your other member of Holloway Road, actually, before we continue. give him a shout out.
He's called Jack Cooper, and we met back at school.
Oh, okay.
So we were working together in like GCSE music. We were actually put together. We weren't pals back at school.
Oh, okay.
And we actually disliked each other for quite a long time.
Oh my goodness, and now you're like sort of working together, you're singing together.
Yeah.
And sort of, how did you come about playing country music? I mean, was it cool back then? Was it something that you personally listened to? And Jack, or, you know, I mean, did you both have different musical, you know, musical views, and did you like different genres?
Well, we've worked on quite a few genres, or sort of like dabbled in quite a few genres as we've worked together throughout the years. And I think country music was always something that we were familiar with, but without actually realising we were familiar with it.
It's not
a huge thing over here. It wasn't a huge thing over here when we started. And I personally, I kind of really discovered that I was into it when I was on a holiday in the States, and we had the Mustang, and we were driving around in Florida, and I was like, I didn't really get into it. And I came back and said to Jack that I'd spent the last 2 weeks listening to country music, and I'm really into it. I wouldn't mind giving it a go. And he was like, yeah, cool. Let's do it. Let's try it. And it kind of started out as a bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of joke in a way. We were just sort of playing around with the ideas and kind of taking it a bit too far.
Yeah.
Sort of just mucking about in our spare time, and then it just kind of progressed and grew from there, and we sort of decided that let's go and do a gig, and then it just kind of kept going and going and going, and here we are.
Yeah, no, it's funny you should say that as well about the country music, because in our last show last month, we were talking to Baylen Leonard, who's the creative director of The Long Road, which you probably know, and he was saying how country music is so many different things now. It isn't just country music, and even in the pop world, people are collaborating, aren't they, artists with country artists, and it really is changing and evolving. Right, we're going to take a listen to your latest single, Get the Girl. What's the story behind it, and how does this track, you know, differ from previous tracks and your older music?
Well, this came about, we were out in Nashville, out there sort of writing and recording for the latest record, and we got in a room with two other guys. It was an Australian and American, so it was quite a broad mix of people in the room. And it was kind of, we didn't turn up to the right with any ideas, specifically relating to, you know, what we came out with. We just kind of got in a room and we were just bouncing off of each other, and kind of it just went from there, really. I mean, it is what it says on the tin.
Is this from your latest EP, Broke, I believe?
Yes.
Okay, then. Well, let's hear Get the Girl by Holloway Road. Stay with us, Rob, and we'll be back with you after this.
Okay.
Shot from across the room. Gotta drop a little change on a dancing tune. Gotta get a little whiskey to get up my nerve. I got a line right here on the tip of my tongue. Gotta take that chance before the night is done. I gotta do something to get to her. Gotta get a little ray of that sunshine. Gotta get a little sip of that sweet wine that's hanging on her lips, waiting for my kiss. Yeah, all I know is this. Gotta hit a little high on her down low. I gotta drop a little, hold me in her, let go. She's what I've been looking for in my world. I gotta get the girl. Your name. I gotta get a number in my phone. I gotta chase a little buzz with her all night. Gotta get that closer to me in the neon lights. Gotta keep her from spending this night alone. Ooh, alone. Gotta get a little ray of that sunshine. Gotta get a little sip of that sweet wine that's hanging on her lips, waiting for kiss. Yeah, all I know is this. Gotta hit a little high on her down low. I gotta drop a little, hold me in her, let go. She's what I've been looking for in my world. I gotta get the girl. I gotta get the girl. Some time lost in her, make her mine, make her mine. Whoa. Gotta get a little ray of that sunshine. Gotta get a little sip of that sweet wine. It's hanging on her lips, waiting for my kiss. Yeah, all I know is this. Gotta hit a little high on her down low. I gotta drop a little, hold me in her, let go. She's what I've been looking for in my world. I gotta get the girl. Gotta get a little ray of that sunshine. Gotta get a little sip of that sweet wine. She's what I've been looking for in my world.
Ah, Get the Girl, Holloway Road. That's so catchy. We love that. We're kind of dancing away, weren't we? Yes. Really, really good. right, Rob, I'm going to open up to the team some questions, see if they've got anything to ask.
Chloe, who's in the studio with us, I mean, she's a singer and songwriter. She's from Lincolnshire. She's a yellow belly, aren't you?
Yes,
Lincolnshire, home and
definitely
grown.
A yellow belly. if I could ask a question, that would be great. But I just wondered how you kind of write your own songs. You know, do you write them from what you've experienced, or do you sort of, you know, like you were saying with the Get the Girl song, you kind of collaborated, sat in that room at that time, and it's sort of, you know, the creative ideas flowed that way. But I'm just intrigued to know how you usually write your songs.
I mean, it's kind of a mix of everything, really. I mean, a lot of the time, Jack and I, we close ourselves up in a room and we kind of write what comes to us first, and then if we're not feeling it, then we'll just sort of quickly move on. But it is largely based around, you know, life experiences, because that's kind of what country music is all about. Yeah. It's about, obviously, the storytelling and the lyrical content. But there is the odd occasion where we make stuff up. If we're not really kind of feeling anything at the time that might have happened to us, in the past, so it's a mixture of everything. But we've got our own studio down in Southend, so we kind of just lock ourselves away and do quite a lot of it by ourselves.
Okay, and Leanie, I think you're pointing at me. Have you got a question?
Well, I have. I don't know whether you've ever been asked this before, but what do you think the difference is between writing and recording in the UK and then going across to the States and writing and recording? Do you think there's an influence that helps you along with your writing and recording over there compared to here? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think when you get over to the States, because the whole genre is more of a culture, to them, you can naturally find a lot of inspiration in sort of everyday life out there. Even to the point where you get up in the morning and you have to get yourself somewhere. You could call like an Uber or whatever, and it could be a truck that turns up, you know, and that in itself is probably something that you could write about. So just kind of being there, it really helps. But I think one thing that's different out there is just the sheer speed in which they write.
Okay.
We could sit down for a day and work on a chorus, for example. But when you go out there and you write with other people out there, you're kind of allotted 4 hours and you have to get the song finished in 4 hours.
Oh, goodness.
And because it's their day-to-day job, you have a lot of publishing houses and writers that are just dedicated to just churning out hits. It's second nature to these people, and just song after song after song. So that was quite a learning curve, really, just kind of trying to work at speed.
So do you prefer to go out there to do your writing now, or?
I wouldn't say we prefer it, but I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing to do. I mean, we love going out there to write out there. But it's just a completely different world when you get to Nashville. It's just everybody's doing it. You know, you could get picked up in a taxi and they've had 3 number ones, and it's just even that in itself is, you know, is inspiration in itself.
Absolutely. I could imagine.
Brilliant. Now Rob, I think Holloway Road's quite busy throughout the summer. I think you're touring, aren't you? And also performing at the brand new festival Dixie Fields in Essex, so I bet you're excited about that.
Yes, it's on our doorstep practically, so
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to see sort of these sorts of festivals cropping up all over the country now, because when we first started there were none.
Definitely, it's flourishing, isn't it, country music in the
UK?
Yeah,
absolutely.
How do you actually get, do you just get a phone call asking if, you know, you can perform at these festivals? Or how does that actually work? I don't actually know. Do you just get a call from I don't know, the organiser? And
Sometimes. It's a two-way street, really. I mean, if there's a festival that we see that we'd like to play on, then we'll reach out.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, either way, it's either a phone call or an email or, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll actually be talking, well, in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Georgie Thurer, Thurgood? Yep, Thurgood, who's the organiser of the Dixie Fields Festival. So hopefully we'll get some, you know, news on that and how it's going and preparations. But Rob, it's been brilliant having you on the show, and I thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for talking to us.
And best of luck with all the shows across the summer, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thank you very much.
No worries. You too.
We've got a bit of shimmying going on here.
Paul Simon, Graceland. I like that tune. It's good. Gets us in a good country spirit, doesn't it?
It's got us all going, dancing That's around.
Right. And... Yeah. Oh, right. We've got our next guest now joining us, Georgie Thorogood, and she is the organiser of a brand new country festival called Dixie Fields. Hi, Georgie. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. I'll just introduce you to our in-studio guests. We've got the lovely Chloe Rose. She is a singer-songwriter. She's here with us today. Hello.
Hi there.
And the lovely Lady Jane as well, and she's also my mum. She's joined us on the show again today.
Oh, I'm so lucky to be here. Thank you.
Oh, now this is very exciting news because, as we all know, country music and Americana and roots is growing in the UK rapidly. And I believe the Dixie Fields Festival is brand new. 2019 festival. So
absolutely.
So how did this start? Where did it all begin? How did you get involved with this festival?
So I'm very involved with concerts and live events in sort of another life. And my family farm in Rittle, which is where we're having the concert. So we've got the venue, which is obviously a massive tick off the list.
Yes.
And it was just right place, right time.
It
all sort of stemmed from a conversation with my brother about something completely different. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and they go away and have a look at the figures and see if it could work out. And so I did. And so, here we are.
So it's a really, it's a family run, you know, country festival, which really is what country music is all about as well. I mean, is you and your family, are you a fan of the genre, or did you just see a
absolutely.
Gap? You are, yeah.
No, so I've liked it for many years. I remember my dad playing the likes of John Denver when I was growing up. Annie's Song is still one of my favourites. And then I think probably one of the first CDs I owned back in the day was Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yes.
One of Open Spaces, yes. And obviously I love Dolly Parton, Glen Campbell.
Oh, all our favourites.
So it has, absolutely, all the good old classics.
We're playing a Dixie Chicks track after
that,
this.
Yeah.
So, we thought that blended really well. Did you name the festival that because of the Dixie Chicks, or how did that come about?
It was a factor. We went through hundreds of names. there's a few of us sort of on the management team, I guess. So we just were banding lots of names around. Obviously, Dixie Chicks has been a big influence for me, so it seemed a perfect name, and we all agreed on it.
It's got a nice, memorable name to it as well, I think. You know, it's one that would be remembered. Now, the festival is in Chelmsford, Essex, and it's happening between Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th of July. It's a two-day festival, isn't it? People can camp over.
Well, it's actually, the majority of the music is going to be on the Saturday.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. So there are going to be some acoustic acts playing on the Friday night, and we're going to have an open-air cinema and a big barbecue on the Friday night, but that's only going to be available to people that have purchased camping tickets.
Okay.
And then we'll have a brunch on the Sunday, and then people will head home after that.
Lovely. And an open-air cinema, that's very unique. That's quite different for a festival
I think
it's a good idea.
We've got the infrastructure there for the festival. It's just something else for the campers to enjoy on the Friday night, if they've come straight from work or what have you. Just a really nice, chilled, relaxed Friday evening.
Okay, we're going to play a Dixie Chick. I can't say that. It's hard. Dixie Chicks. There we go. Chicks.
Yes.
Yeah, is that right? And we're going to play a track of theirs now. We've got There's Your Trouble, but do we... Our lovely producer Alex is here. Do we have Wide Open Spaces at all? He's checking the system for the song
for
now. We'll play that for you if we've got it.
Well, There's Your Trouble is on the Wide Open Spaces album,
Either one. Okay, then. Let's see. Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
doesn't know what I'm talking about, who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the high.
There we go. We fitted that one in for you. Wide open spaces, Georgie. My producer worked his magic and sort of blurred the two songs together. So if you have just tuned in, we have Georgie Thorogood on the phone. Am I pronouncing that right, Georgie?
Yes, Thorogood, yes.
Good, good, good. And she is the organiser of a brand new country festival coming to Essex called Dixiefield. So she's here to talk to us about that. So other than the open-air cinema, what else can we expect? I mean, what's the lineup like? Can you reveal anything?
So we have announced probably 80% of our lineup so far.
Okay.
So it's being headlined by Lauren Elena.
Yes, yeah.
Who is a brilliant country singer from the USA.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about seeing her.
That is exciting.
Yeah, we've obviously got Holloway Road. I know you've spoken to
they're
a local band anyway, local to the area. So that was really important for us to get some local influences in there to make it feel like a really good festival that local people can get behind. So some of the other acts, Hannah Paris, she lives in Chelmsford. We've got Royal South, who are coming over from America. Glenn from Royal South actually grew up in Essex, I believe,
Okay.
So again, we've got that link. We've got Jackson Mickelson from the USA, who's never played over here before. He's brilliant, love his music. We've got Stevie O'Connor, who is from up north, and Gary Quinn, Remember Monday, who are on The Voice at the moment.
Yeah,
So, yeah, we've got a really, really good lineup. We've got another few people yet to announce.
Brilliant. Well, Gary Quinn, he's quite a big name. I mean, he's been on the scene for quite some time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he, I think he's won numerous BCMA awards. Lovely guy, great musician, so perfect.
Well, the first time I actually heard of Gary Quinn, it must have been a year or two ago. Lena, you was with me. I was doing an interview, I can't remember now where it was, but with an artist called Dawson Rains. You don't really hear a lot from him now, but I think he's a Canadian artist. And we got chatting to some people in the audience, and they were a huge Gary Quinn. They were huge Gary Quinn fans, and they actually got us into him and we started looking up his music, didn't we?
Yeah,
so
right.
He's really, really good. But do you guys have any questions, Chloe, Leany? Anything to ask about the festival anymore? Or am I putting you on the spot again? Because I like to do
all
that.
Right. We like being put on the spot. Yeah. So, yes. So if this goes well... I'm sure it will.
It sounds fantastic.
Do you think this would be an ongoing another festival that we can look forward to sort of year on?
Absolutely. Year? I mean that's the objective. Yes.
Yeah.
We are a totally different proposition to the likes of the Black Deer and the Long Roads, who look absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So we are a smaller, more boutique festival at this stage, but obviously it is something, you know, we're in it for the long haul. It's not just a one-off, so
because
it's definitely something
obviously
we want to grow.
That's it. It's your home, isn't it, at the end of the day?
But I think that's what sets the festival apart to all of the others anyway. I think it's really lovely. It's unique. Can I just ask you a question as well? And they probably don't relate at all. And I'm all for homegrown country artists. But obviously, Megan McKenna, she's kind of joined the country scene, hasn't she? You've probably heard, being from Essex. Do you think that there's been more of a rise of the genre in Essex because of her, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think Essex as a county is full of talent, whether it's in the country genre or other artists.
Yeah.
You know, the late great Keith Flint, there you go. Yeah. He was an Essex boy. Mm-hmm. I think Essex is potentially undersold as a destination for various reasons. I don't necessarily think it's got anything to do with Megan specifically.
No.
Obviously, she's been great and she is raising the profile of country music. But I think on the whole, country music is on the increase in the UK. Mm-hmm. You just need to look at C2C. That's 80,000 people over 3 days
crazy.
At the O2. That's massive, and it's such an accessible genre, and it happens in so many places.
Yeah, you know,
there's pubs in Norfolk that
put on
country gigs. There's the Cambridge Junction. That's one of my local venues.
Yeah,
and you get some really fantastic acts there, and it is so accessible. It's not elitist in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that's being really appreciated by the general public now.
Mm-hmm. I think as well, though, with Megan, obviously, like you're saying, raising the profile, it's only going to make it more popular with the younger generation. Surely it can only go that
way.
Absolutely.
Because she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah,
she does actually.
I was
very nicely surprised. I watched the documentary that she did when she went over to Nashville, because obviously you'd be sceptical, especially, you know, from The Only Way Is Essex. And I know that on the documentary she stated that as well. So to give her due, you know, she went out there and she did that. So,
well, to be honest, like, for example, Tess, you know, you've always been brought up with country music.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that there was times when you would come back from school and you'd been humming a tune and your friends were saying to you, "What's that? We've never heard of that."
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you've got all these young people
wanting to listen to it.
So it can only be a good thing, can't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Georgie. And we wish you all the best with the festival. In fact, if we can get down and we can come to it,
that
we will. You know,
that would be lovely.
Honestly, I mean, it sounds amazing. And it's definitely right off our street.
Yeah.
Thank you ever so much. And people can find out more about the festival on dixiefields.com. Is that right? If they just go there?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right.
And obviously, we're on the social channels as well.
Yeah. So follow Dixie Fields. Go and check it out because it sounds super fun and, brilliant. Thank you, Georgie.
Oh, thank you very much.
beside you at the mirror. Hi, do I look familiar? Would you believe that we were happy once? True, like an answered prayer, you were mine and we were in. Now a fight to find what's left of us. I give, I give, I give, you never take. I bend, so we won't break. I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've been running circles, always. I've been doing cartwheels. Bright as a sparkling light, I write our names across your night. It's only me who sees it fade away into shame. That I can keep you on its blame, that you don't even want this love enough to make you wanna stay. I give, I give, I give, you never take it. I still, I still, I still believe we'll make it. So I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've been running circles, always getting nowhere, putting on a show, but you won't see. I've been doing cartwheels. I've been doing cartwheels.
Ward Thomas and Cartwheels. I love that one. We've not had Ward Thomas on the show for a while, so it was lovely to hear a track from them. And that kind of brings us round to the end of the show. Once again, it always goes super duper quick. So thank you to our in-house guests. So Chloe Rose, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show. I'd love to come back again.
Oh, anytime. And Lady Jane, thank you as well.
And thank you again for having me. It's always, always just a wonderful blast every time I come on here. Thank you.
And of course, I have to thank my lovely producer, Alex, who always makes the show super duper great. And thank you to the listener. You can actually listen to part one of our summer festival special online now on Southside Broadcasting. You can hear Bale and Leonard talking about the Long Road Festival, and also who else did we have on? The Adelaides, Paris from the Adelaides. So yeah, if you missed that, you can catch up on there. And yeah, I think that's it. So bye bye and thank you.
You can't find it sitting on a shelf in a store. If you try,
to hide it. It's gonna shine even more. Even if you lose it, it will find you. There's no way to stop it, but they'll try to. Running like a river, trying to find the ocean. Flowers in the concrete. Is a wild thing, yeah. Oh, I can feel it, magic in your fingertips, and I can hear it, the words coming off your lips. Even if you lose me, I will.
Is a wild.